Hospitals and physicians from across the Lakeland are available for Lakla Bish and area expectant moms and medical calls requiring surgery during the continuing closure of the W.J. Kadzo Hospital's obstetrics unit and surgery. Any emergent delivery will be managed by qualified healthcare professionals, with assistance from nearby healthcare centers as needed, said Gaylene Frost, the OZ communications advisor for the Lakla Bish area. The closure of the hospital's OB unit and the surgical suite began on February 4. News of the temporary closure was made public on February 8 in a LakelandToday.ca article. The 10-day temporary closure of the obstetrics ward is due to the unexpected absence of a general practice anesthesiologist, GPA. The temporary closure of the OB ward is scheduled to last until February 14. The return to scheduled surgeries, however, could take longer, said Frost. The overall closure to obstetric services is not expected to extend past February 14. However, surgical services will remain dependent upon availability of a GPA or the ability to secure locum coverage, said Frost, stressing that patient care and safety is always paramount. As the situation continues, hospital officials have been in direct contact with three area women who are nearing their delivery dates and other patients who had been scheduled for surgeries. In this case, three patients in the area were nearing their delivery dates and OZ reached out to each individually to create a personalized plan. Due to coverage by another physician and two midwives, care remains in place for imminent deliveries if needed, Frost explained, adding that patients with non-obstetrics-related surgeries have also been contacted. Some surgeries have been able to go ahead. Lakla Bish Healthcare Center has reached out to patients with scheduled surgeries who might be affected by this temporary closure. Lakla Bish's W.J. Kadzo Healthcare Center is served by 7 permanent physicians and 1 on a locum visit. Of the 8, 3 have surgical privileges. A visiting surgeon from the St. Paul area is also available. It is not known when a permanent general practice anesthesiologist or a temporary placement will be staffed at the Lakla Bish Hospital. We are working to secure coverage and are in direct contact with patients to make accommodations where necessary, said Frost. We will update stakeholders and the media when we are able to return to regular hospital services. Public knowledge when asked why the general public wasn't informed of the OB and surgical ward closures, Frost said the temporary disruption of the obstetrics ward was only expected to impact a few people who had been contacted directly. She also said that elected officials of the municipality were aware of the closure. Generally, OZ only does a media announcement of an obstetrics closure when it is expected to have an impact on a large number of patients, she said. Information about the obstetrics closure was shared with local stakeholders, including local elected officials and town and county administration. Doctor reduction along with the need for an anesthesiologist, in recent days, community members are also hearing that one of those physicians, a long-serving doctor who has also been the hospital's chief of staff and part owner of the Associated Medical Clinic, has suddenly left the practice. While an official comment isn't expected from the Associated Medical Clinic until later this week, a social media posting made by Lakla Bish County Mayor Paul Rutov on the afternoon of February 11 says the local doctor shortage is a top priority. We are aware of the local doctor shortage, and we are actively working with the Lakla Bish Regional Attraction and Retention Society, the Rural Health Professions Action Plan and the Lakla Bish Regional Health Foundation to attract more talent to our region, Rutov says. Frost says doctor recruitment and retention for rural Alberta communities continues to be a priority from provincial health officials. OZ is aware of the issues around rural healthcare recruitment, and we have a dedicated team in place focused on implementing solutions to support recruitment efforts, she said, explaining that some of those initiatives include posting part-time positions to allow for more flexibility for staff and physicians, aggressively pursuing Canadian and international physicians, and consulting with postgraduate medical programs for work experience opportunities in non-urban centers. She said provincial officials are working with community-level representatives to find solutions to the very challenging issue in rural communities across Alberta. In his social media posting relating to doctor shortages, Rutov also gave a general assurance to community members on the significance council continues to place on community health care. Our community's health care is one of council's top priorities. We'll keep you updated as we work to expand health care in Lakla Bish County. Council and I are committed to ensuring that all residents can be cared for with local health services.